With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Naturally occurring foam on lakes and rivers in Wisconsin is found to have PFAS levels thousands of times greater than the surface water it's found on. That's according to a study recently published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the study's authors about the findings.
On windy days when lakes are choppy or on rivers near dams that churn over a lot of water, you may have noticed foam start to build up along the shores. It's a naturally occurring process. What's not natural is the excessive amounts of PFAS that's being found in that foam. Christy Remicall is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UW-Madison. She's also the author of a recently published study that found PFAS levels in foam thousands of times greater than what was in the surface water of the lakes and rivers that produced the foam.
Depending on which PFAS chemical we're talking about, the concentrations in foam were 50 to 7,000 times higher compared to in the water.
This was true even for water bodies that had relatively low levels of PFAS. The study looked at 36 types of PFAS chemicals in 43 Wisconsin lakes and rivers. The highest PFOS concentrations they measured in foam was found in Lake Mendota in Madison, with almost 300,000 parts per trillion. For comparison, the federal drinking water regulation is 4 parts per trillion. Remicall says similar studies in Michigan have also found excess levels of PFAS in foam. She says this study reinforces the Wisconsin DNR's recommendation to avoid foam when you see it.
The recommendation is if you do come in contact with foam, you should wash your hands, especially before eating or drinking. And it's a good idea to keep your pets out of the foam as well as your kids. Keep them from playing in the foam.
Remicall says other researchers are trying a remediation strategy that involves purposely generating foam to try and concentrate PFAS for further treatment that could eventually lead to cleanup in some cases. One of her next research projects is focused on how PFAS accumulates in ice. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Oneida County Solid Waste Transfer Station is fully open again. Operations had been reduced for the last week after a fire at the transfer station on Highway K west of Rhinelander. Since the fire on July 9th, the facility was only taking recycling and select items like tires, electronics, appliances, clean demo material, and metal. It's now fully reopened. The solid waste director told WXPR they don't know the cause of the fire yet. The transfer station building itself was damaged and some temporary repairs have been made. They will soon be obtaining estimates for other repairs. The trash compactor also endured some damage. Repairs to the trash compactor have been made, which is why they were able to reopen. Former President Trump arrived in Milwaukee this week for the Republican National Convention after an assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Merrill residents, who mostly preferred to remain anonymous, reacted to the shooting. Carson is a 17-year-old from Merrill who won't be able to vote in November, but who would vote for Trump if he could. He described himself as very pro-gun and said that the shooting made guns look bad, which wasn't great. He questioned the Secret Service's response to the threat and wondered how a shooting could have occurred with the amount of prep that goes into a rally.
I think young people are going to truly shock like this upcoming election, because I think there's a lot of young people that see like what's going on in our country. Their wallets are taking a hit and they don't like it.
An 18-year-old woman said she was shocked by the assassination attempt and called it pretty crazy. She added that she wished more thorough background checks for gun purchases were passed.
Getting ARs, it's very easy to get a hold of them. And then you get these people that have a lot of mental problems, and it leads to stuff like that.
This is her first year eligible to vote, and she said she probably won't because she doesn't like either candidate. The ongoing fentanyl crisis got discussion in central Wisconsin at a roundtable with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. Safer Fire District Chief Josh Finke said so far only temporary solutions have been used to fight the fentanyl outbreak.
This is a significant problem in our area. And it's not only just the deaths that we have to worry about, but the fire departments, the police departments, we see a lot more than the deaths and how these issues can really affect families and how they tear families apart.
He hopes the discussion will help to come up with a long-term solution. Baldwin said it will take several different solutions to solve the issue, but one of them involves utilizing technology that airports have used for decades.
Our baggage gets screened through sophisticated equipment that can see inside without having to open it up. We have large-scale equipment that does exactly the same things for vehicles and trucks, but we haven't purchased and implemented that.
Baldwin also said we have to focus on where the drugs are coming from.
Cracking down on Chinese chemical supplies means sanctions, frankly, for companies that are producing those precursor chemicals that you need to make fentanyl. Their chemicals that are coming are killing Americans.
Baldwin talked about legislation currently working its way through Capitol Hill, known as the Safe Response Act. She says it would make it easier for first responders to be trained to give overdose drugs to patients. The bill is currently being looked at in committee. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. An inmate at the Adams County Jail died this week. Mike Leishner has the story.
The unidentified man was found unresponsive on Monday. Both paramedics and jail staffers tried life-saving measures, but he died at the scene. According to the jail, a 38-year-old had been transferred to Adams County from another facility earlier this month and was being held as a sentenced inmate, though no further information on what county he was transferred from or what charges he was sentenced for were given. An outside agency will now investigate the death.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.